It's here and now, and we know elephants have big ears, but listen to this. New research finds that African elephants can differentiate between genders and ethnicities. They can do that just by hearing the voices of people, specifically the Maasai people who herd livestock in Kenya and another group there, the Kamba. The BBC science reporter Victoria Gill joins us from London to talk about this. Victoria, welcome.
Hi there.
Well, and first tell us who the Maasai and the Kamba are.
So they're two ethnic groups in this particular area of Africa. And in the context of this study, all that you really need to know is that they have very different lifestyles, as well as different languages, which is also important in this study. Now, crucially, the Maasai are nomadic cattle herders, and they move around this area of Kenya and Tanzania, but we're dealing with a national park called the Amboseli in Kenya in this case. And their traditional way of life is herding their livestock, and as they do that through the land, they encounter elephants. And they have their traditional weapons are spears, and they have come into conflict with elephants in the past and speared elephants either in retaliation for being threatened or being attacked by elephants, or actually because it was a rite of passage from boyhood into manhood to spear a large animal. So that's the crucial thing here, that the Maasai pose a threat to these elephants, and the Kamba, who traditionally are more agricultural people and stay put and farm their land, don't pose that threat.
Well, and in this study, the researchers played some sound of the same phrase being said by a number of different people. The phrase was, look, look over there, a group of elephants is coming. Here is the recording of the Maasai man. Okay, here is the Maasai woman. Here is the Maasai boy. And here is the Kamba man. So, Victoria, how did the elephants react to these various voices?
So it was quite a dramatic difference. Crucially, initially the researchers were looking to see if the elephants could identify the Maasai men. And you can hear there the languages are quite different. And there's been some evidence in the past that the elephants are actually scared by just the colour, the traditional red colour of the Maasai robes. So the researchers had an interest in how they were using their very acute sense of hearing to protect themselves and maybe recognise this threat. And they did see that huge difference between their reaction to the loudspeaker playing the Kamba voice saying their phrase, and the Maasai man saying that phrase. They'd see much more alarm. They would raise their trunks and sniff the air. They would bunch together defensively and turn away from the sound and look to their matriarch of the family group, the elder female that sort of leads and keeps this group together.
Well, I don't mean to oversimplify this, but why is this such a surprise? Elephants have very big ears.
Well, it's such a surprise because they have learned this over quite a short period of time. Although in a kind of evolutionary terms, the elephants have been on these lands and roaming these plains for millennia. Actually, they've only shared that land with this ethnic group of humans for centuries, which is a short, very short period of time to develop this very adaptive, very extreme reaction and to understand the difference between these languages. So what this is really an insight into the elephant's world. And when we have so much of a threat posed at elephants in Africa, and particularly in terms of the ivory trade and poaching, understanding how they face that threat, how they're sort of adapting to the threat they're facing from humans, and how they use their senses and how their senses actually respond to that, it's very important to be able to get inside their heads, really, and figure out how they're interpreting their environment and therefore what we need to do to protect them.
And is it the sense that they can hear just the sound of the voice and understand what kind of a threat they're facing, or that they are understanding the words that are being said?
It's the sense that there's something going on in the sound. But actually, that's a really interesting question. And I think that's quite an open question, because there was another rather strange element of this study, which was that the elephants also seemed to distinguish between the female voices and the young boys' voices and the men being more of a threat. And it's the men who carry the spears, the men who are involved in these spearing attacks. So they are more of a threat. So that's sort of a correct interpretation. But the scientists took it another step further. They actually converted the recordings digitally of the male voices and increased the frequency and the pitch to make them sound more female. But the elephants reacted to those digitally changed recordings in exactly the same way as if they were the original recording. Now, that means that they're experiencing something in a sensory terms that is completely different. They're taking completely different audible cues in those voices than what we're taking. This really goes to show that we have a lot to understand about how an elephant's senses work and therefore how it's experiencing the world.
Well, and it also comes at a time that we're getting new research that shows that elephants can understand human gestures, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is actually a group of British scientists as well in the University of St Andrews who did that same study. And that showed this real understanding and connection between Asian elephants and humans that work very closely with them. And how, I mean, they're the only animal other than domestic dogs that seem to understand our own gestures. So as well as this very close connection between humans and elephants and this great sensitivity, there's also this adaptation where they are understanding that we're a very adaptable and powerful threat, that humans are, and they're able to learn our cues and interpret their environment in order to protect themselves.
Where do elephants fall on the intelligence scale for animals?
Well, I think that's something that we're learning more and more about all the time. I mean, they are incredibly intelligent in terms of non-human animals. They're self-aware. They recognize themselves in a mirror. They pass all of these sort of psychological tests that tell us that they have very advanced intelligence. And there's also anecdotal evidence of them doing very advanced, culturally interesting things. Like they appear to mourn their dead. There are some very interesting things going on in elephant society. And you can see from the way that the groups of these family groups of elephants actually respond to these sounds and these phrases, that there's a big connection, there's a big social connection between this group. There's a little video on the BBC News website that you can see a reaction and the lead researcher, Karen McComb, explaining what's happening. And you see the whole group turn towards this matriarch and she's the real anchor point. They're looking to her and her experience to tell them exactly what to do. So not only are they intelligent, they're incredibly socially sensitive as well, which suggests that they're very sensitive to their environment and very sensitive to the changes that we impose upon that.
Well, actually, we have some tape from that video. Let's hear Karen McComb, the lead researcher.
Okay, this is a classic reaction to a Maasai voice. Heads go up in alarm. They're all turning around. You can see the matriarch at the back smelling. They're all turning around and going back towards the matriarch. A very clear defensive bunching reaction. Calves getting into the middle. Matriarch acting as an anchor here and keeping her group together.
So, Victoria, what is next in the world of elephant research?
Well, I think that the researchers are going to continue their field work in the Amboseli. And actually, there's a really nice project going on whereby the money that's raised by the research project in the Amboseli National Park and by the National Park is actually being funneled back into the Maasai communities in order to compensate them for any losses of livestock or any damage that they experience because of encounters with elephants. And that's actually directly reducing the spearing attacks. So there's an immediate and really close connect between the research, the national park, and actually the people that live and share their lives with these huge, powerful, and incredibly intelligent animals.
The BBC science reporter Victoria Gill speaking with us from London. Victoria, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And we've got that video Victoria mentioned and a link to the study at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.